Reish Tzadi Beis, Dine Tfilas Mincha Shabbos. Mincha Omer Ashrei Valtzion V'ani Tfilasi. So by Mincha we say Ashrei, we say Valtzion. Valtzion you should say in the morning. Stavning on Shabbos morning so long, they pushed it over to Mincha. The Gemara speaks about how the Kedusha of the Sidra is a very significant part of Tfilah. We usually say in the morning, and Shabbos we say later. And then there's a pasuk V'ani Tfilasi. V'ani Tfilasi is said, according to the Medrash, to emphasize the fact that we finished eating and then we go daven. We're not like, you know, other nations who you eat and drink and then you party. We eat and drink and we learn Torah. Okay. It's interesting. In Yontif, we don't do it. In Yontif, we don't also have Kriya Sedar Yontif. But also, we generally daven Yontif Mincha later because it's usually Mincha Maariv. And Shabbos, you daven earlier sometimes. Even if you don't daven immediately after lunch, but you daven early because you have to go back for Shalosh Shuras. So it's like a different gather. So we don't say the pasuk of Anit Tfilasi on Yontif, only on Shabbos. Even if you don't happen to have a Sefer Torah, so we still say that pasuk of Anit Tfilasi, but you should say for the Kaddish, in order to masbich the Kaddish to Shemona Esrei. You know, usually we say Asher V'Etzion and Kaddish, then we say the pasuk, we say Kaddish again after Kriyas Torah. We want to masbich the Kaddish to Shemona Esrei. So if there's no Sefer Torah, so you would say Asher V'Etzion and Anit Tfilasi, then you say Kaddish, and you move into Shemona Esrei. Okay, so we have this din of Kriyas Torah by Shabbos Mincha. We read three aliyahs, but see in Sefer Torah, according to Shlosh Anashim Eser Pesukim, Yiparish Abba, so you always read the next parasha. So if you have a Shabbos before Pesach, so we don't read the next Shabbos is Pesach, Chol Moed. We don't do that. We read the following parasha. It's always parasha of Shavuot. Okay. There is actually an interesting machlokas. What happens if they didn't read before Mincha? Can they read after Mincha? I mean, what's the Zman for Kriyas Torah? Sometimes, you know, the Aron was locked. They didn't have a Sefer Torah. They daven Mincha, and now they got the key. So can they still daven? Can they still say, do it to Kriyas Torah after Mincha, or is it the Zman only before Mincha? Fashion says as long as the Zman, Fashion says you could, but I was also once in a shul where it was like Mamish, very close to Shkia. So they did a cheshbon. If they did Kriyas Torah, they'd miss Shkia. So then they did. They decided to skip to Kriyas Torah. Then the question becomes, can you do the Kriyas Torah after Shkia? It's a double question.
So, month,
right, so it's during Shkia, so it's during it's a din drabanan, so can we so make on read the Torah during Shkia? I think it's probably better not to in that case. But okay.
That case happened to us though once.
Is that happened to you?
Okay. We got the shul and we see everyone's crowded outside. And no one, they didn't have the key, so we dive outside.
Dive in outside and then you open the key.
And then the guy showed up like at Zman, and then no one knew what to do. So we're like, okay, we'll take it out and we'll just land
without brachas.
They land without brachas.
Interesting.
The right move or not?
It's all discussion later.
Right.
Land without brachas is not so pashut. I mean, you think, oh, it's all brachas, but it might be like problematic land without brachas because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's Talmud Torah. It's not really can't be that. Yeah, it seems like the takana of the kfiya was to read with brachos. There's a whole thing.
Right,
it seems true.
No one knows it.
Right. It's an interesting question. It doesn't happen so often. But, fine. Reish Tzadi Beis. Osif Beis. Omrim Sidchaska. So the after Shemona Esrei, we say Sidchaska. Those three psukim. V'imchal bo b'yom she'inlu haya chol lo haya omrim b'mincha nefil sapayim ein omrim Sidchaska. So why do you say Sidchaska in the first place? So many people were nifter. Important people were nifter on Shabbos. Yosef and Moshe and David, they all dive in Shabbos afternoon. So it seems Sidchaska is like kind of a place of like the concept of Tzidduk HaDin. If somebody's nifter, Tzidduk HaDin. So you don't do Tzidduk HaDin on a day where you don't say Tachnun. So really, you don't say Sidchaska on a day there's no Tachnun. So if it's Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Tzidchaska. Because you don't say Tachnun, you don't say Tzidduk HaDin or Tachnun on the Rosh Chodesh.
How far does that go? Like with regards to on a day that you would say Tachlan, like if there's a chassan in the room.
So yeah, if there's a chassan in the room, I don't think it's a chassan, right?
Like if he's getting married the next day.
Oh.
Because he can't get married that day. Happens a lot. We're at an offer. We'll have a mincha right after lunch.
Right. I don't know if in a regular chassan, He's getting married next day. He said tachna, no?
I mean, the guy's getting married. You do, yeah.
Yeah, so he said tachna. He says he's a kaska.
He says it's the next day, uh-huh.
Yeah.
What if there's a bris that morning in shul?
I think you do, because it's not a day. You have to din in the bris, you know. So the fact there was a bris in that morning doesn't mean that the Sefer wouldn't say tachna.
If it's an Israeli, yeah.
It was an afternoon bris.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
So it can happen.
Sure, the mole has to get. He has to walk from here to there. He only do it in the afternoon. So we do not say it's kaska. I'm not sure. Maybe not. I have to look it up. I actually saw an interesting discussion. I was looking into something and I found by accident a online back and forth, like in talkbacks, about not wearing a tie by Shabbos Mincha. It's like some places people wear a tie Shabbos morning and they show up to Mincha without a tie. So people think it's a terrible thing because it's designed to come to Shabbos. And somebody says, no, there's Epis Araya, because there's a time of Din, we don't say Tizkaska, we say Tizkaska, and he brought a Araya from a Rashi in the Darim. At the end of the Darim, Rashi says that the women take off their tachshitim towards the evening on Shabbos. So the guy said, oh, a tie is like a tachshit, and you should take off your tie, and it's not the kiyum of not wearing your tie Shabbos Mincha. Like, a whole love this about why you shouldn't wear your tie Shabbos Mincha. I don't know, I always thought it was weird, because, like, you know, people, it's still Shabbos. People, like, Shabbos afternoon, they take off their shorts. Like, I don't know, it's like, it's still Shabbos, you know. So yeah, it's not exactly like the same thing, but anyway, a whole back and forth about this. So he ties into this, because he tried to make a raya for the fact that we take Tizkaska, because it's like a time of...
So you might a little bit.
You take off your tie. So, okay, and it could be your tie got stained because of the cholent. You know,
right.
It's a different gear.
Well, like
after the Shabbos nap, so it's hard. Okay, it's just a shred socks, but not a tie. Okay, okay, fine. Then it's brought down here in the Ramah. The Nagash Lekvah Medrash Bein Mincha. The Ma'ariv of the Omri Pirkei Avos v'Kaitz Shiramalus v'Choref. So the concepts of saying Pirkei Avos and the Kaitz and Shiramalus and the Choref. Not so many people have this minhag anymore. It's in the Sidurim. It's amazing, interesting how minhagim change. This Inyan seems to be an Inyan of Talmud Torah that people didn't have a chance to learn during the week. They were busy working. So Shabbos, you have extra learning. So Pirkei Avos is something everybody can relate to. It's a very, very yesodistic midos and things like that. Why do we say tilim in the winter, maybe when you rain, daven for rain? Barchin nafshi is connected to, you know, bracious. We start after Shabbos bracious. Different explanations. Lemaisa, some people have this minhag. The Ramah v'chol says v'chol malkam v'fi minhago. So if in a place where nobody says it, I don't think they have a chiyuv to say it. It's a function of minhag. If everybody's saying it, wouldn't it be right not to say it? But they're different minhagim in this regard. I do think Pirkei Avos is totally underappreciated. You know, it's like there's an expression that, you know, all you need to learn, you learn the kindergarten or something like that. So I don't think it's true. There's a lot more you need to learn. But it's no question what you learn in kindergarten is something you need for your life. And I think people forget what they learn in kindergarten. And Pirkei Avos have a lot of those sodistic, you know, sodistic like midos that are very, very kedai to go over. You don't have to learn it on a basic level. You can take out the Medrash Shmuel, you can take out the Rishonim. There are a lot of Geshmak Mefarshim. But Pirkei Avos is something that is very, very important. Whether or not you get something out of it by just reading it quickly 5 minutes after Mincha, okay, maybe you can take a Mishnah and learn it, Shal Shudas, and you'll learn it out. Pardon?
I think Pirkei Avos, there's the most, it's the Jewish text that there's the most versions of it, the most commentaries, and not the most versions that you
there's
look
a lot,
yourself,
right, right.
That there's been the most printed, like Pirkei Avos and Pesach like that.
Right.
People, because it's such a popular text.
It's an amazing one. Okay, Reish Tzadi Gimel Ma'achris Filas Arvis K'del Hosi V'Chol HaKadosh. So there's a mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of adding on to Shabbos. Adding on to Shabbos on one level avoids the chashash of Chil Shabbos. If you mamish were on your watch, making sure you want to run into the movies, so you might be B'Chol Shabbos. And second of all, it also shows our attitude toward Shabbos, that we appreciate Shabbos, we value Shabbos, we love Shabbos, we want to have more Shabbos. Usually the Zmanim in the Luach includes some Tosefta Shabbos. So here in Eretz Yisrael, the Zmanim usually 35 minutes after Shkia. Assumption is that Seis is 20 minutes, 25 minutes after Shkia. We have 10 minutes of Tosefta, 15 minutes of Tosefta. So it's usually built in to the calendar. But the Chassidim are Machmid, they want to have more Tosefta, so the more the better. To a certain cheer. It's unclear, well, how long can you make tosefes? A person decides to keep Shabbos for 4 hours. Is there a chalos to that? For 6 hours, the next morning. Is it going to be Shabbos Sunday morning? Like, you know, is it tilchatzos? It's not clear exactly when
Rabban Ben Begun.
Right, the Amshanavar.
Yeah.
So, saying like halachically, is there really a tosefes? Like, till what point? Like, you could argue till chatzos, till the morning. It's hard to imagine after that, even if you didn't choose to, you know, end Shabbos, it would still be Shabbos. It's hard to imagine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. Bein tzarich lizayir v'lasas malacha ad sheyeru shalosh kochavim ketanim. So it's interesting here, even though fundamentally we assume kochavim beinonim is enough, where Shabbos were machmir kochavim ketanim. You have to see three small stars, which are harder to see the smaller stars. And this is because they didn't have a luach. They didn't want people to mistakenly in the chal of Shabbos. V'lo yu v'fuzarim el ritzufim. Today nobody looks at the sky. Everybody has a watch and they have a luach. If it's a cloudy day, you should just wait until you're sure that it's not Shabbos before you make Havdalah. Women are also chayav tosefes Shabbos. It's part of the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Shabbos. They're chayav in Zachar and Shomer, they're chayav in tosefes.
When is the right time to daven tomorrow? Are you like a lot of times school starts a few minutes early?
Right, so the pashtus is you should daven Arif after the Zman Tosefes, because the whole point of Tosefes is you want to add on Shabbos. If you're already saying a Takanot Tanu, you're effectively ending Shabbos. Now, you could say, well, I'm davening, I'm not doing Malacha until after.
Right.
Meaning, but so usually the people who start early here in Eretz Yisrael, where it's usually the Luach has 35 minutes, so they'll start davening 10 minutes before that. 25 minutes, it's already tzeis, but and then by the time they finish, it'll be exactly when Shabbos ends on the Luach. And they'll make Avdal. I don't know. I don't think it's right. Again, sometimes you have to. You have to do the catch the flight. But all things being equal, the right thing to do is to appreciate Shabbos and to daven. Also, these people who do this usually daven like on the street corner. You know, it's until they go to the shul. Oh, I don't think it's nice to daven in the street corner. Near my house, Mamish, near the garbage, there's a big green garbage. They call it Sfardaya. There's a whole minion there going on. Like, I don't know what's going on. You can't wait another 5 minutes to daven in the shul. Like, I don't really see it. And they have people making in there, it's Corona, it's very popular, so like at the bottom of their building, they have like, you know, so I don't know, I find it hard to have Kavana davening in random places. I think it's better davening in shul, if you can. Again, if you can, it's hard to get around, there's always a Shasat Chak, but all things being equal, I'm not a big fan of these things. I can't
and
say it's usher, strictly speaking. I don't think it's usher, strictly speaking, meaning... Even if you start davening at 25 minutes after Shkias, you'll have a little less to sefes, you'll have 5 minutes to sefes, you know, so you have 10 minutes to sefes. It's not like an iser, but it reflects a certain attitude. You know, usually these minyanim are also very quick. You know, I give them 10 minutes from Arif, they could be able to do it in 7, they'll do it in 6. You know,
yeah.
So, you know, it's a question of, you know, how you place tefillah. It shouldn't be something we're trying to be yotzei zayin. Tefillah is something we're supposed to try to.
That's what we spoke about
on the Shabbaton, yes, yeah. Okay. So the Mechaber says here, Gimel, Mishu is onus. Sometimes you're onus, sometimes you're stuck. Yochel is possible to say Shabbos before I go mincha. You can even have an hour, forget about, you know, have 20 minutes after Shkia. You could have mincha half an hour before Shkia, meaning from Plaga Mincha, you could have him. And then you're going to start walking to the Tchum. You have to do a Tvar Mitzvah. You can even make Havdalah on Shabbos. How do you make Havdalah on Shabbos? Make Havdalah without the Ner. So Havdalah, strictly speaking, you can do earlier. I think in nursing homes you do this sometimes. If they're nursing homes, they make early Shabbos, you also make early Havdalah. People go to sleep there, you know, 7:30, they're already in bed. Shabbos only ends at 8. Or some places, the Shabbos ends at 9, 9:30 in America, depending where you are in the... So we'll make an early Havdalah, that's okay, you don't make it with the Nair.
The serious of this is that you need to
walk somewhere.
Havdalah before you can
do malacha
lighting
again. Right. So you're going to want to walk to the edge of the Tchum. You're not going to carry anything, or there's an Eruv. But that's Mutter, Tzarech Mitzvah, and then you want to still make Havdalah where you are, because you don't wind on the Derech, so you make Havdalah at home. You have Marv. There's Indian having a niggin. The Yekim have this mizbor. What's the mizbor they sing? What is Zvori Tehillim? Before it's usually after Shalosh Chodesh. Okay.
Mizbor
David. No, Mizbor David. They have a mizbor. forget the Mizmor. It's more the end of Tehillim. One of them is more.
The one about Shusil Ezesim, Salam
Vishul, and not Kalam. I'm not sure which one it is. But in any case, the Seder. Okay. There's a discussion about kids. Kids who go to sleep early. So should they make Haftalah Sunday morning? Same issue. Chinuch. The kid is 10 years old. It's kind of chinuch. The minhag is not to. But there is fundamentally a din of first who didn't make Haftalah Sunday Shabbos. They do Tashlum, we'll see, on Sunday. But I think the minhag is for chinuch. They just leave it. Okay.
If someone missed Haftalah, are you able to say it again for them?
You're din of arvus. There's din of arvus. It makes sense that you should be nene from the besamim. We'll see that you shouldn't just say the bracha. It's not clear if it's like a bracha as a mitzvah. So if you're nene, it's not a problem. But for the eish, I wonder if you can say the eish again with din arvus. Maybe. It's not really a bracha as a nene. It's the whole question what the together of these brachas are. Meaning, is a bracha as a eish like a bracha as a nene? Or like a bracha as a mitzvah? Sometimes you have to say. Usually, why can't they say themselves? They don't know how to make Haftalah themselves.
I don't know. I a few weeks ago during Ben Azmanim, there was a group chat for minyanim of people who were still here.
Okay.
And someone posted in the chat, I missed Haftalah. Did anyone not make it yet? And I was wondering in my head, I'm like, if someone should be able to make it again.
Well, the question, it could be these persons just didn't want to, you know, make Haftalah. I don't know why they wanted to be Yosef or somebody else. Why couldn't they just
do
it themselves? Maybe they were. Some women are machmir not. There's a suffix of women are chayiv in Avdallah. So some women try not to make Avdallah, they try to go to other people. But let's get to the Dine Avdallah. That's actually Reish Tzadi Dal, the Dine Avdallah B'Tfila. Omri Avdallah B'Chonri Adas. So we say Avdallah in Shvanashvi. The Ikar Takana was to say it a la coast, the Mara says. But then people were poor, they couldn't afford another cup of wine, it's a different world. Couldn't afford, so they were sacking it al tefila. Then people now were more wealthy, so we do two avdallahs. We do avdallah tefila and we do avdallah al kos. Now it's not clear what the relationship is, we try to do both. But the Mechaber says, Im tov v'lo hivdil, mashim tefilosof ena choser. If you didn't say atachan otanu, avdallah in davening, we don't make you go back. Sounds like the coast is like the ikar, you can do the ikar. So it's interesting halacha, if a person mistakenly, you're not supposed to eat before Abdallah. If you forgot Atachan Atanu, and then you mistakenly made a second mistake, it's a bad day, you made two mistakes. You forgot first forgot Atachan Atanu, and then you started eating before Abdallah, then we make you daven again. We say you daven with Atachan Atanu. It doesn't happen too often, I'm saying. I mean, it could be one mistake, two mistakes is probably rare.
I don't know.
You're thinking we went back and you forgot it again.
Right,
okay.
Right,
right. It's hard. You have to.
I'm sure there's something
for cut off
one.
It reminds me of the, you know, we start adding in Vitei Talamotar. And then you have Yal Viyav and you forget one. You forget the other, you forget, or Yotzi Monav, you have to like that. What is Rasa with Yalav Yava and with Te Talamater? Or do you say, can you split them? Okay, this Seder. Vaiter. Base. Tavel, Hivdel, Betfila, Inlo, Kost, Laila, Yvesavish, Avlamacher, Leyelo, versus the place there's no wine. So you have to also be practical, there's no wine. You can get grapes. You can make grape juice. It's not a big deal. If there's no wine, there's no grapes, you're stuck. And there's no Kamarvedino. We're going to see soon that you can also make it on a beer. So you don't have anything. So this person forgot in davening, and he can't make Avdallah. It's because he has nothing to make Avdallah on. So then he has to go back and daven to do Avdallah. It's actually interesting. Let's say Shabbos, when it's Tishah, what happens sometimes, Tishah is, we'll say Shabbos. So then you make Avdallah Tachan and Tanu. If you forget, it's not a problem because you're going to make before Sunday night before you eat. But Rishon LeZalman, I think, brings down that it's even for women to make Avdallah Betfila. Usually most women don't have a Marav. He recommended women to have a Marav that must be Shabbos to somehow be Yotze, the Iker Din of Avdalah Motzei Shabbos through a tefillah. I don't think it's a minhag, but okay. The Seder. Now, the interesting. Okay, that's actually next Mechaber. But before we get to that, there is an interesting halacha. What happens if a person didn't daven Marav? So you do Tashlumin. So it's regular Tashlumin. Don't daven once tefillah, you daven twice the next tefillah. So when do you say Tachanun Tanu? So when you do Tashlumin, the principle is the first tefillah is the present tefillah, and the second is Tashlumin for one you missed. So based on that, some folks can say, well, daven Shacharis, and then daven a second time for Marav, and say Tachanun Tanu. The problem is that Rebbe Eger points out that maybe a Tachanun Tanu has to be in the first tefillah of Chol, and therefore maybe you should not say Tachanun Tanu in Shacharis. So there's a machlokas l'maaseh what to do about this issue. So l'maaseh, I think the minhag is to put it in the second tefillah. I think the
I mean, something similar always comes up if you forget to say if you, let's say you didn't daven mincha, if you didn't daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh,
right?
And then
so Marav you say twice.
Marav
you don't say It's a different gather. It's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. Tachanun Tanu is a tefillah, and now it's chol. Sunday morning is also chol, meaning we're separating Shabbos from chol.
You say maybe you make Havdalah on Tuesday if you miss it.
Right. So the question is, you do the first tefillah, the second tefillah, the machlokas achronim, what to do? I think the minhag is to do the second tefillah, even though.
Even if you make Havdalah, you would still have to.
No, if you make Havdalah.
If you don't daven Marav, and then you make Havdalah.
Oh, you made Havdalah, you just forgot to daven Marav.
Yeah.
You made Havdalah, but still there's the Indian saying a Tachanun Tanu in the first tefillah, or a tefillah.
I thought we said that if you forget a Tachanun Tanu, you don't repeat.
You don't repeat it. But here you don't forget it. You just didn't daven. You didn't daven. It's a different gather. I think you're right. The halacha, that if you did have Havdalah Kos, you wouldn't say it in the morning. I think your arms are right. Because it's the same thing. If you forget it, it's not saying it all. It's like forgetting it. But let's say you didn't dwell a Kos, and you didn't have Marav. First one was, oh, you had a coma, whatever. He was sick.
Yeah, whatever.
So now, Sunday morning, he's davening. He's going to make Havdalah also, but he's also going to make Davin. So should he say Atakan Havdalah the first or the second Davin? That's Machlokas HaPoskim. I think the halacha is in the second field. Okay. V'seder. Gimel. Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Echa V'Shabbos. I mentioned before, if Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos Shabbos, Chavul Hivzal B'Tzvila, Eino Tzarek L'Havdalah, L'Achazor B'Tzvila, Kevin Shei Hivzal L'Kos B'Tzvila, Tisha B'Av. Since you're going to say Havdalah, Tisha B'Av, if a person has to eat on Tisha B'Av, so let's say the person is sick, whatever, so I'll make Havdalah first. We'll have to make Havdalah, but it's better probably not do it on wine, better do it on orange juice or something like that. But okay. And everybody's going to make Havdalah, let's say, Tisha B'Av, before they eat. Dalit. What would happen if you forgot to have Tachanun Tanu, let's say, Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, and then after the fast, you forgot to make Havdalah? Because we said that if you forgot to say Tachanun Tanu, then you also forgot that you ate before Havdalah, so you have to daven again. But here it's a different time. I don't think they're not going to make you daven, let's say, you know, so I don't think they're going to make you daven again in this case, because you missed, it's not Sunday Marav anymore, let's say Shabbos. You see what I'm saying? If you forgot, you went to Shul, let's say Shabbos, and you forgot regular, let's say Shabbos, you forgot Tachanun Tanu. Then you came home, you started eating. So luckily, you have to have Marav again.
Yeah.
But if it was Tisha B'Av, so you don't come home, you come home Sunday night. You come home Sunday night and you just make Havdalah. You forgot Havdalah, so then you just make Havdalah. We're not going to tell you to daven again, because the davening that you are saying what's a Tisha B'Av has nothing to do with Tachanun Tanu.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. You agree? Disagree?
I'm not sure I understand the case.
A person who. The halacha is if you're supposed to say Tachanun Tanu Motzei Shabbos, if you didn't say it and you started eating, you make you daven Marav again. So that's because when you have Marav again, you'll say Tachanun Tanu. But if it's Tisha B'Av, so you're supposed to say Tachanun Tanu, you forgot. You're so tired of the Mikdash, you forgot to say Tachanun Tanu. Sorry. you come home Sunday night, you're very hungry. You start eating. And you realize, Takat, you have to make Abdal. So you forgot Takat Matanu, you forgot Abdal. But we're not going to tell you to daven again, because there's no point in davening again. Because davening again is not going to accomplish anything. Because in this case, you're not going to say Takat Matanu to the tefillah. Davening again. Because it's not Mitzvah Shabbos anymore. So it's possible.
What's the difference between Takat Matanu and Abdal? Meaning,
Takat Matanu is a form of Abdallah. That's not Shalom Allah
Kos. But it's a form of Abdallah that said, is it tied to
the Zman? It's said on Matzei Shabbos.
The only time you can ever say it is Matzei Shabbos.
Well, it's not true, because you say it Sunday morning. You say it the first tefillah of Chol. That's what you say. You say it the first tefillah of Chol. That's part of the machlokas there. Is it if you say it in Shachris or in the Tashlumin of Arvis? If it's a din in the first tefillah of Chol, maybe you say it in Shachris. If it's the Tashlumin of Arvis, okay. Fine. Dalit. The halacha is Takan Matan was on Ma'akev, so you don't go back. Even if you want to, we don't let you in again. There's a cause of Tila Dava, we don't generally do Tila Dava anymore. The Chaver says, Welcome to Amr Shayna Chosim, Rotel Hachmar Latsu Lachsor, Im Sim Tilasa Rashai. Well, you might not see Tilasa in Rashai. So you can't go back in the middle. If you want to daven again, just stop Tilasa Dava, you can. We don't usually do this today. We don't have so much Kavanah during davening, and therefore we try not to go back and daven. So this is a general halacha that when you there's something you don't have to do, you're not supposed to do it. Meaning to be machmer, to go back to Tachan Antanu, it's Bracha Vatal Alchar. You're ready in Slachlanu, you're ready on the. You finish this bracha, don't go back.
What is the like, is the cutoff at Hashem's name?
Yeah, if you said Hashem's name, you shouldn't go back.
Got it.
Sometimes, supposedly, speak about when you say Hashem's name, you could say like Baruch Ata Hashem, Lamdeni Kukach, which is a pasuk in Tehillim. We don't usually do that.
That's
it's
different words,
though, than the Namidah. It's like in the middle of your Shirazi, you're saying a pasuk. We don't recommend doing that.
So in the middle of a paragraph, right?
Yeah, it's not appropriate. Okay. So if you say Hashem's name, you just continue Chonin Adas, and you go weiter, and you missed it.
So wait, sorry, what was the pasuk that you were able to say?
Lamdeni Chukecha. I know a guy.
Is that the end of where you make that seal?
It is a pasuk you also say to see him. Yeah. I know a guy when he was a kid, he saw there's a rabbi, so he used to like say Baruch Ata Hashem. Like stress his father out, like he's saying a bracha, like I don't know. I don't think it's so funny. I don't know. I have to be there.
It's funny that he wanted to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's sad. I don't know. Funny or sad? It's sad. Okay. Whatever. Fine. But already he know him. So there's a concept of saying he know him. The seder kedusha of arichos k'day la'acher is seder kedusha. We say that he know him. And we say Seder Kedusha. She'az chozri v'anasham v'arishayim v'hehenel. Tzon she'ein omri v'hinom k'gon shachal yontef v'shavua ein omri v'seder Kedusha v'al omri v'yitein l'cha. Tzon she'ein v'yitein is b'chal. When I grew up, people said v'yitein. In shul, it was like, after, I don't know, most shuls I go to, there's no v'yitein anymore. It's interesting how the minhagim change. And minhagim do change, slowly. But there are only a few good men who say, or women who say v'yitein. It's not a big...
I never saw it until I was like, yeah.
But I remember, even in water and shoals, people sit down and eat. It was like a thing people did. Anyway, it's brought down in them. You know, it's brought, but how can do change? Slowly. In any case, it says over here, Vahinoam is said because the Medrash records that this mizvah was said by Moshe when he blessed Am Yisrael after the Melechas HaMishkan, Shetish Roshchina of Masi Adeichem. And the Melechas HaMishkan is the Lamed Tes Melechas that were used in creating, and that was Asur and Shabbos. So we want to differentiate between Shabbos, which is Asur Melecha, the weekday is Mutter Melecha, so we say Vahinoam. And the minhag is not to say it in a week that there's Yontif, that is Isur Melecha. So Shavuos is next week, so it'll be we won't say Vahinoam, this was a Shabbos, because Shavuos is next Friday. Okay.
But sorry, can I just explain that again? Why we do say it?
We say it because it's the mizvah that was said at the time when Melechas HaMikdash was finished,
okay.
And Melechas HaMishkan was the Melechas was constructed using the Lamed Tes Melechas. That's our source of
uh-huh.
Those Melechas we don't do on Shabbos to separate Shabbos from the week. Shabbos when we don't do Lamed Tes Melechas. So the week when we do them, so we say Vehinoam. Now a week where you're not going to do the Lamed Tes Melechas because it's going to have some Yontif in it. So we don't say Vehinoam.
Okay.
That's the minhag.
The same thing with kadosh all the way through.
We do say that, right? We say Seder Kedusha.
But we don't say that if we won't say it this week.
Is that right? Only we know of Seder Kedusha.
Kaddish Shalom and Tualeinu.
Right. So why don't we say Seder Kedusha? You're saying. One second. Mr. Bruce says in Sifkat Dalet, "Vizeo she masmichina the pasuk ba'ata kadosh." L'chein bezman she'in omri v'inom in omri me'mela kol seder kedusha. It seems to be like connected. I'm not really sure. He quotes a tat. Let's look it up. So it's like, I mean, I think the Sfarim don't do this. Sfarim actually do split it. The Sfarim, they'll say that part, even though, right? Okay, Kabbalah. I think even say Vinom, actually. I'm not sure.
So then why do you also not say Vinom when Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday?
Vinom, well, Mushbas, right? We add a special kina, right? That's for a different reason. That's because, as I mentioned before, that it was connected to the Simcha of the Siyam of Nachas HaMishkan. And we're under Tisha B'Av, we commemorate the destruction, so we don't want to speak about the Simcha of the Siyam. Okay. Mishpura says Yishei Yoshev says they're standing. The Erelecha says they're sitting. Different minhagim. Yishtu follows the minhag of the makom. In a vase avel, you don't say it. Some would have the minhag not just to skip the beginning. We know them. Some don't say everything. Okay. We don't start with Avodat Tzion Gol. Right? We start with Ata Kadosh because we have a Kavala the Mashiach is not going to come at night. But Dafka on Motzei Shabbos, we speak about Eliyahu HaNavi coming because on Shabbos he's not going to come either. So Shabbos is over. He could come. He's not going to come at night. He'll come the next morning. So we have the Indian of Eliyahu HaNavi davening for Mashiach, for Eliyahu. It's Mavaser, the Mashiach, coming on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, yes, Eliyahu can come on Motzei Shabbos. Mashiach is not going to come on Motzei Shabbos. Fine. Let's go a little more. Reish Tzadi Vav. You have time? Okay. Oh, Seder Avdallah. Sorry. Did we finish?
Reish
Tzadi Hei. Aleph. And Reish Tzadi Hei. Mavdil. Sivur Kedei Lahotzi. Mish Ein Liayin. It was actually like a Tama to Reish Tzadi Hei.
Yeah.
So we're in Aleph of Rishali Hay. Thank you. Ma'afil Shalak Sibur Kedil Hotzi Shmisha in Liyayin. There's an Indian of having a Abdullah and Shul. Not everybody had wine. It's interesting. You know, here in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag of making Kiddush on Friday night fell away because there were some who were against it. But in some places, they still do Abdullah. You know, the difference is, of course, the Kiddush, Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda. So the Kiddush you do on Friday night really has no place, halachically speaking, besides for the minhag, because nobody's going to eat in Shul. But say Shabbos is very practical. A person wants to hear Avdallah, he lives alone. So he can be Yotzi in Shul, he doesn't have to make Avdallah at home. You know, these things, they don't like drinking grape juice, they don't like drinking, you know, wine. So, but if you have a family at home, you have to make Kiddush at home for your family. So then, you don't want to be Yotzi with the, it's better to go home and make it for yourself and for your family.
That's why an unmarried person usually says it, right?
That's usually why they get a bacher to say it, yeah. Because V'nahag l'omar l'haske v'aliyu ha'navi v'tzei Shabbos v'ispal sh'yavav v'yosvenu v'ga'ula is in of saying aliyu ha'navi. Right, the Mishnah brings down from the word Erevin that Eliyahu won't come on Erev Shabbos because people are busy. So now at Shabbos, Eliyahu can come. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different pizmonim, there are different Yesh Makom Shabbatiki Neiros, Eliyadez Zacha Shalom Lucha. There are different minhagim. It's like a little like a lost art, like a Malaf Malka and how people are free, you know. But there's an Indian to try to make it Shabbistic. We're going to see this whole simon later on about how to do Malaf Malka. Okay. Fine. Reish Sadi Vav. Seder Avdallah. Yain Bezoyim Ner Avdallah. Simanech Yavna. So first you say a bracha on the wine, and then the Ner. Then the Masami rather, and then the Ner, and then Havdalah, Mavla Gajlacha. Now, strictly speaking, the the Samim and the Ner are not really part of Havdalah. They're separate. That's what I'm saying. Motzei Yontov, we don't do that. Special for Motzei Shabbos, to say a bracha on the Ner, that's when the Ner was created. The Rishon created fire in Motzei Shabbos. And the Vesamim, because our Neshami Seir is leaving, so it's nice to have a little bit of a Vesamim. But it seems like if you don't have it, it's not, so we're going to see soon, it's not Akiv. The whole cause of Havdalah, I should just say, is a Din D'oraisa, meaning look, for the Rambam, it's part of Zohar Zim HaShabbos, it's to make Kiddush in the beginning and to make Havdalah at the end. That's the Rambam's understanding, and that's why the Rambam holds women are chayim in Havdalah. There is a debate about this because some say the Havdalah is separate. Havdalah is like a separate takana, and then it's Zman Grama, women be potter. That's a minority opinion. The majority opinion is that women are chayim in Havdalah, but out of deference for that opinion, the minhag is that women don't make Havdalah. Certainly not the motzi men. If a woman's stuck by herself, she could make Havdalah, but with the minhag is that she doesn't make Havdalah, the motzi men, even if you're in circles where a woman will make Kiddush or a woman will make Kamotzi, it's not makubal that a woman makes Havdalah because there's such a day that a woman's potter from Havdalah. Luchar, even if she's potter, she could still do it. She just can't be motzi a man. You know, Ashkenazim have women do lots of brachos and mitzvahs that are not chayiv. The Seder.
I was at a house once for a Shabbos, and we get back from Arav, and then the wife made Havdalah.
Okay.
I
think you're Yotze. I mean, nice, so we assume women bigger than Archaiv. Most opinions hold Archaiv. It's probably not. It's not the accepted practice.
There was no reason to repeat it at the house.
I don't think it's necessary to repeat it. You want to be yotze with her. Again, there's a concept of kol she'ina mechuyev v'davar ina motzi. So a woman can't be motzi in shofar because she's not chayiv in shofar. Even if she, the minhag is a woman here shofar, but she can't be motzi. It's a little bit different here because here most rishonim hold women are chayiv in Havdalah. So l'chara, if she already was motzi and you had kavanah to be yotze, you shouldn't make Havdalah again. If you didn't have had kavanah not to be yotze because you wanted to be choshish for that opinion. So again, coming out to be yotze, and they get home. But if you had come out to be yotze, so the lechara
meikar
yotze.
And then you're not able to eat, or anything like that.
Right, you wouldn't be if you have come out to yotze. You can't eat until you make Havdalah. So if they're going to serve you right away, it's going to get a little sticky.
Yeah.
The minhag gets to say certain psukim. The Rama brings down. Besides the zarshul yekos pagum. We have wine that wasn't drunk it from. These are nice psukim. It's not part of Havdalah. It's just Havdalah really starts with the Geffen, just like Motzei Yontif. That's why an Avil doesn't say these psukim, because they're psukim that aren't necessary for him to say. An Avil doesn't learn Torah. But that's the minute. Vishasa Havdalah, Yitzim Reinein, Bekos, Vener. Our minhag is to do before we just fill off the bracha, fill off the kosher bracha to the extent that it's overflowing. There's an inyan like that. Kadesh shelo yek pagum, and it's just like an inyan in bracha. Tamashvicha damrim kol bayis shelo nishvach yain kamayim emos in bracha. Always getting simen tov. It's kosher shavuot. Now, not everybody has this minhag. Now we have yain shel shvius this time of year, right? We have yain from shmita, so yain shel shvius is a problem luchara to waste the wine. So some people all 7 years they don't waste the wine. They don't like wasting, you know. So it's a simen bracha. If you do it, great. If you don't, it's also beseder. There's this minhag not to blow out the candle, but rather to pour wine on the candle or put the candle into the wine. There are different minhagim about this. Just a second.
What about saying
Lahihudim
out loud?
Sure, why not? Say it out loud.
Why?
I mean, they're psukim of simchas. So everybody wants to say them.
There's no need to say it,
no, the whole thing's a minhag. It's a nice minhag. If people have that minhag, they should continue it. But it's not ma'akev. It's not. It's even in the Megillah, we say Lahihudim out loud, right? It's a beautiful pasuk. We daven that we should have Orav Simcha v'Zazav Yikar. It's a good thing to have. Okay.
What about when everyone sings it together, the whole Havdalah?
What do you mean the whole Havdalah? Meaning the Karl of Havdalah?
I don't know if that's the term. The slow...
So they can't say the beginning, that's not a problem. The question is, during the brachos, you have to listen and say Amen. You're not supposed to be... fundamentally, you could even say the bracha of Besame Benir to yourself. You could say it with him. But the bracha of Hagefen and the bracha of Havdalah and Kodesh Lechol, he's saying it for you. You don't have a cup of wine in your hand, right? So you should just say Amen. So 99999. So I don't know. It's really a hefsek. The Chorus, you don't really have Chorus in hefsek. Some people are like, don't say it because I think it's a hefsek. I'm not really sure. You know, it's hard to imagine it's a hefsek. You're just like, you know, it's just like in Pirkas Kohanim when like they say 9999. There too, there are some people who don't say it because they think it's a hefsek.
During Pirkas Kohanim.
In Chutzaretz, when they dochen on Yontif, so the Kohanim say, so is that a problem for Kohanim to say that? So the Midrash assumes it's not a problem. They say that maybe the Vilna Gaon, somebody thought it was a problem. The problem is if you don't say it, then it's like another problem that you stop in the bracha enough sman. The same as kula, so it's like a shayla of hefsek. So it's like a mar of shach. If you say it, this is a shayla of hefsek. If you don't say it, it's a shayla of hefsek. I think the minhag is to say it. So I don't know. But most places, they don't sing for this karl bach avdala. Some places they do it. You know, I don't think there's a problem not saying it. You know, but I don't know. I'm not really sure. I do think there's a problem that when he says I'm avdin kosh l'chol, people right away break into the nai.
Seven, huh?
They say amen.
Yeah.
They say amen. So did he drink? So you're not supposed to talk until he drinks a shir of Malay Lubov. But I'm wondering if maybe it's not worse than in the middle. Just like in the middle, nine is on a hefsek. So maybe it ends on a hefsek. I think the minhag assumes it's not a problem. I know people don't say it, but I don't know if it's really, you know, necessary not to say it. But,
what about saying like the psukim, like in the beginning?
Psukim, for sure, no problem.
Totally
it's not really the beginning of Havdalah.
Even saying
psukim. I mean, there are some people who think you shouldn't sing psukim. There's such a day, but like it's a Gemara, but like nobody is makbid on that meaning today. We assume that we sing psukim because we assume that even though the Gemara says if the Torah is chagera sap, we sing psukim. That's because it used to be considered. It's a Gemara Sota, yeah. It's considered less. It's also in Gittin, right? Anyway, but it's considered less. But today, if I cared, you know, instead of listening to secular music, you want to listen to Jewish music. So I think in our day and age, singing psukim is like a maila, not a chisaron. Even though it says the Gemara like that. So it's just interesting how these things work. Anyway, Lamaisa. Okay. Let's a little bit more. Bays. Right, it says over here, Rochatzin Vo'enav. Some of the minhag, every single like after Avdallah, they go like this and they put it in their eyes. So it's brought down in the Ramah. Again, if you have the minhag, fine. If you don't, it's not necessary to start it. Okay, V'enav Avdilin, Allah Paras, Allah Sheikhar Avdilin. So you can't, if you don't have wine, you can't make Avdallah on bread. But you can on a chamar medina, even chamar medina, who adin l'shar mashkin, chutz min amayim. Anything that's a chamar medina, I spoke about this in the past. What exactly is a chamar medina? So the Moshe says that it has to be something that's like you give to guests for cover. So I was just talking to somebody recently about this. You go to chasna. What do they serve? They serve soda. Mashkin is something for cover. So when I was a kid, I said, no, only natural orange juice, only you know. So I wonder, is it really true today? Or you say, no, people just drink soda because they're thirsty. But like, I don't know. You'll tell somebody, let's go out for coffee. So coffee is a... But can you say, let's go for Coke? Do people say that? I don't know. Maybe they do. It probably depends on how old you are. And you see, right. Right. So maybe, no, you drink Coke because they won't let you sit in the hotel lobby if you don't order a Coke. Or are you really going out for the Coke? It's like, you know, I don't know, Yishlach Coke. I don't know. To me, it would make sense that role. I wonder, like, do people really drink beer today? Like, you know, most people that aren't, like, you know, beer is like a chamar medina.
I do.
You do? Okay, I don't know. Is it really a chamar medina? Coke is a chamar medina. Everybody drinks Coke, you know what I'm saying? Coke is just water. That's supposed to be. I don't know what Coke is, just water. I have a hard time understanding.
Beer is special.
Beer is, okay, I don't know. It's beer.
More likely to serve, like, coffee, tea, and beer is more together of, I'm like offering it to someone who comes to my house.
Yeah, do you want a beer?
Do you want a beer? No. And you don't say, do you want a Coke? If you want, only because he's thirsty. Right. So somebody told me you put up a chasana just because people are thirsty. You don't put up a chasana to mechaber people.
No, but also they put it out. They put like one bottle of aqua, and one bottle of Coke. Like it's not not special.
Right. Like, just like they put out water, so they put a Coke. If it's not a rye, then it's kosher.
I get upset at a wedding when they put a Coke on my table. I want the good scotch.
Okay, fine. I'm not so...
Well, what's the gather meaning? Is the gather that it's the dina, that
it's... It has to be
widespread.
Ravosha has to also be covered, because they speak about, like, borscht and, like, these things that were just, like, they didn't have anything else. So, like...
That soup.
I think. I mean,
I'm imagining something of course.
I don't know. I'm not. If you look here in the Shabura Ches, they lakrit, right? Eino chama medina. Kevich eino regili shtosel kol hashana. Made vash. So maybe soda is like made vash. But el regili shogili shtosel. I'm going kosher eino shtosel. El frakin. Okay, it's hard to know what the gather is. There are some churim who assume it has to be alcoholic. Only beer and like. Would it be, you know...
Grape juice is not cool.
Well, grape juice could be wine. Grape juice could have made
it
into wine.
It has to be alcoholic.
Well, I don't know if it for Chama Medina, it has to be alcoholic.
Grape,
you know.
Has,
yeah, I think the fact that it's red grapes, it is wine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, the mice, if you're stuck, you can make it on beer, certainly on natural oranges. The folks seem to be saying that Coke is not enough. Not 100% sure, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, put together being stuck that you don't still have it in the house, or that you don't have it in your whole city. I think you're going to try to find.
Yeah, I think
It's still preferable to use wine though.
You're saying if I have a Chamar Medina, can I?
Let's say I have coffee and beer in my house, but I don't.
We're very makeable with this. You know?
I always have it in my head.
You're allowed to make Havdalah on 100%. It's not like Friday night where we tell you to try to find wine, because it's
is it okay if you have wine and you have beer to still make it on beer?
Yeah, the minhag is to make it on Chamar Medina. In fact, let's say Pesach, the Gaon had a minhag of Zach making on beer because it's more chaviv, because it's like the show, the Havdalah, now it's a Kedef Chavitzik. Vimhu Chamar Medina. The Ramah says it's better to use a kos shel yayin because of sheikhar. So just 1 second, you get aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says that maybe Chamar Medina is better than Pagum. So this is a question. I think the minhag is to be pretty makel to make Havdalah Chamar Medina even the Chatchila. It's the same issue with Shabbos morning. You have wine, you have grape juice, but you want to make on. So there are different. There are different days about this. Maybe people are makel even lechatchila. If Yontif Shachal Yas Motzei Shabbos, if Yontif is the Motzei Shabbos, sheish with kiddush u'nemar al pas, yishom shagav kiddush ma'avil gamalaf. Meaning we're not supposed to make havdalah on pas, but here you're doing naknahas. You're doing havdalah and kiddush at the same time. Havdalah on Shabbos and kiddush Yontif. Then you can make it on pas. Some say in that case it's better to use beer if you don't have wine. Sorry, Shona Iker. It's better in the halacha to make it on pass. Okay. So we'll stop here. And.